Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have the Foundation's Gigi Hyland talking about their new Seven Cooperatives video, so check it out. Gigi Hyland from the Foundation is joining us. My gosh, how's it going, Gigi?
Hi, Mike. It's going great. It's great to see you as always.
Good to see you as well. Thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to talk with us today about a cool project that you guys are just launching. And it's called the Seven Cooperative Principles. And you guys have released a video. I'm like, what is going on? This is a really cool thing you guys are doing. What's going on here?
Thank you so much. Well, we really appreciate it. Actually, this was very fast to market, if you will. So yeah. We had a great board meeting at the end of May. A lot of discussion amongst our board in terms of making sure that credit unions can continue to tell their members that they are cooperatives. And one of the ideas that came out of that, as we looked across the landscape, we really recognized that there wasn't a short, sweet, to the point, but also engaging video around the seven cooperative principles. And as you know, we focus a lot on that, certainly during credit union development education training. And so it was sort of an aha moment when everybody looked around and said, let's do a video. And with the gracious and extensive support of Corporate One, thank you, board member Lee Petke, who also supported it financially, we came up with this video within 2 months. Crafted it, drafted it, got it out there, and we're really proud of it. We think it's a great resource for credit unions and for others, frankly, to be able to use to talk about the difference of cooperatives and what that means.
Yeah, I mean, that was a kind of a quick little history of how it happened. I mean, was there a messaging that we want to get out there? I mean, you mentioned that we wanted a quick message to get out there to explain what credit unions are. Is that kind of like the basis of it?
Yeah, you know, Mike, you've heard this before, that a lot of consumers, a lot of credit union members don't really know that credit unions are cooperatives.
Yeah.
And they don't know, you know, Ace Hardware, and they don't know sometimes Cabot Creamery. They don't know that these are cooperatively owned organizations and why that's important, why doing business with a cooperative is different from doing business with either another type of financial institution or another type of corporation. And we thought it was important for credit unions to have a resource to be able to share this not only with their members, but also hopefully folks within the cooperative sector, our brothers and sisters in the cooperative sector, purchasing cooperatives and agricultural cooperatives, to have a resource to be able to use this, again, to make the point to consumers that this is a different business model. And why is it a business model that really helps you as a consumer? And I think that's what's really important. We're trying to get that message across.
I love that. I mean, I posted the video on CU Broadcast, if that's okay.
Of course.
And I was looking at it here.
Want it to be shared.
It is. It's a very shareable, and it's a quick video as well. But the thing that's, when you were explaining that, is that there have been study after study about the millennials wanting to either work or be a part of a business that has a bigger, has a higher calling, so to speak. And this is definitely something that jibes with that, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think so. And, you know, we always, in the credit union system, we always sort of, you know, wring our hands about how are we going to get younger members? Yeah. Who's going to inherit this great cooperative model, cooperative model of finance that we have? And we hope that this engaging video will get millennials and, you know, younger members to really think about why should I do business? Why should I do my financial business with a credit union? And why does that connect with who I am and what I believe in terms of the organizations I deal with, helping my community and being part of my community and supporting the things that I care about? And I think this is one small piece of that, but I think it's really important piece that essentially you're doing business with a financial institution that is guided by a set of seven principles on how they do business with you and that they adhere to those principles. So I think it's a big deal for, you know, anybody doing business with a credit union or cooperative, but particularly the younger generation whose sensibility is to be connected to community and to make a difference in their communities.
That's the key word. That was what I was looking for. It's a, you know, you're making a difference and people want to be a part of that. So whatever organization, credit unions, obviously, and there's lots of others out there, we want to be a part of that type of thing, something that makes a difference, something that makes an impact in this world. And definitely our industry does that big time.
Right. It's a very, you know, it's a very human thing. I think we all want that. We all, I think we're all pretty jazzed and we can help people and we know that we're making a difference. I mean, that's really what gets us up in the morning.
Yes.
You know, hopefully this idea of, you know, cooperative principles are living and breathing and alive and well in credit unions, I think, is really a great story to tell. And as you know, Co-op Month is coming up in October, so the timing was also fortuitous for us to have this sort of flag waving ahead of October, a month away, that it's a big deal to have principles that we abide by.
Good timing. And now the seven cooperative principles, there were seven. I mean, if seven's a great number, obviously, but I mean, so the seven, I mean, what's that?
Lucky seven.
Yeah. And so, I mean, have these seven, pardon my ignorance here, but are these seven principles, are they been established, or did you guys come up with these principles, or how did those come about?
So actually, they're international cooperative principles. So all cooperatives, whether they be credit unions or whether they be other cooperatives around the world, abide by these principles, and they are really the foundation, pun fully intended,
what
cooperatives are all about and how they manage their affairs and how they deal most importantly with their members, and why their members are front and center day in, day out, hour by hour in terms of the products and services and resources that cooperatives provide and credit unions provide to their members.
Very cool. Now, you said the video is obviously meant to be shared, and we've shared it big time, and so have lots of other people out there. Who is the target audience for it? Is it the consumer? Is it just the general consumer out there, or is it the credit union member, or who is your audience for this video?
So, it's really meant to be all of the above. So we really want credit unions to have this as a resource to be able to share with their own members. So if their members, they sort of think their members don't understand that a credit union is a cooperative, this is a great video to share. Again, as you noted, it's quick, it's to the point, it's also engaging. I think for consumers, it's entertaining. It's like, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think some stuff in there I didn't know either. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think for consumers, it's a great target for consumers, great target for credit unions and their staff. It's great for new staff orientation. So when you're hiring folks and hiring millennials and saying, why would you really want to work at a credit union? Why is it different? Show them this video and say, here in a few, breaths, essentially, is why we're different and why this is such a great place to work. I think it's very useful for, again, our brothers and sisters in the cooperative sector to be able to use to, again, hammer home the point of why cooperatives are different in such a good way and in such a productive way.
And why they work so well.
Right, exactly. And so, probably all the marketing people will go, what? It really wasn't targeted to a particular audience. Well, it's meant to be shared. It's meant to be sort of a broad brush explanation of why cooperatives are different and why it's so important to remember, particularly in the credit union world, that we are cooperatives.
Yeah, for me, just being a lay person out there, I don't think a lot of people really are educated in the cooperative movement. I think they just kind of go about their business and they will go to I went to Ace Hardware this weekend and got a whole bunch of stuff fixing light switches and things like that. And, them being a cooperative, it didn't dawn on me, I'm just there to getting a part, But I think being a part of a cooperative movement, again, like we said at the top of the interview, being a part of this and making a difference, having an impact has a higher calling, a bigger meaning.
It really does. And, a similar story that I was in Oregon recently and we went to Tillamook Creamery, which is a farmer-owned cooperative. And it's interesting that they don't necessarily use cooperative on the big sign outside of their factory, but they say farmer-owned. And that conveys, as you go through sort of the history of how Tillamook was formed, what that means and why it's so important and why it makes a difference in the quality of the product, in the service that Tillamook gives to its customers. And I can vouch for this, the taste of the ice cream, which is probably one of the best ice creams I've ever had.
Good to know.
Something about food.
Well, you are a foodie, all right? You're a foodie.
I am. But again, farmer-owned cooperative, awesome, awesome
it's
product.
A great message.
Very devoted to providing quality to the consumers that consume.
Exactly. And there's, the organic, the whole organic thing. I mean, that's a great message. That's a very trendy thing to be these days, having an organic, when you're dealing with food. We're getting a little off topic here, but when you're dealing with organic.
It's that idea of, the people who are providing you the product or services. Yep. And I think for credit unions to link that back to the cooperative principles and why what everybody in the credit union does and how that links back to those principles in the context of member service, I think that's what's so important. And to the extent that credit unions can, not only educate their employees, but also educate their members on that, I think that's a win-win.
Yep, I agree. Any feedback yet? I mean, obviously, I mean, I positive response here. I love it.
Yeah, you would not believe. So we have over 2,000 views on YouTube. Wow. It is the most viewed video that we've ever done in our 9 years of having videos up on YouTube, which is awesome. We've gotten a lot of feedback from credit union development educators around the globe, Africa, UK, Asia. Nice. That they're going to use it with their members and with their boards and with their staff, which is fantastic. As a matter of fact, Christopher Morris, our director of communications, and I have to look down and read it. We had a great feedback from one of our colleagues, D.E. Charles Sims from the UK.
Okay.
And he's a director of Fenwick Weavers, which is the oldest co-op in the UK with records, who says cooperation is something many forget about in our movement, and this reminder is great.
Awesome.
And so just, you know, feedback like that, which is, you know, a kind of the aha moment that, yes, we're financial institutions, yes, we have a lot of regulation, yes, we have to do a lot of things, but at our heart, we're all about member service, and those principles underscore that.
Indeed. Great message to end on, Gigi. Thank you so much. Oh, and one last thing, where can folks go check it out?
So you can check it out on our website, so at ncuf.coop.
Okay.
And it's right there on the front page, and you can go ahead and go to YouTube. You can share it, tweet it, share it on social media, show your employees, show your members. Feel free to use it. And again, we're so thankful to Corporate One for their financial support in producing this. We hope it's very useful to credit unions as a great resource.
Indeed. I totally concur. This is a great little video, and it's, I mean, like you said, it's totally shareable. It's quick, to the point, and really gets the message across in an entertaining way as well. It's very entertaining.
We try.
Well done, you guys. Well done.
Thanks, Mike. I so appreciate the time to talk to you. It's always great to see you.
Always, always, always. And we'll have you on again talking about the 35th anniversary of the foundation. So a little a little teaser there for folks.
Thanks again. We'll talk to you really soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.